Wendy Goulet from the Peace River Aboriginal Interagency Committee joins us on the line talking about Sisters in Spirit that's coming up October the 4th. Wendy, thanks very much for doing this. Truth and Reconciliation was honored on Friday. Now Sisters in Spirit is being honored on Tuesday. First of all, I guess comments on this year's gathering.
Yeah, for Sisters in Spirit, today we are doing the Fairview Walk. We're doing it on October 3rd. We're gathering at 4 o'clock at Hemstock Park, and we're going to do a walk at 4:30. We want to bring awareness to Shaylin McAllister. She's been missing since July 2019. So we're going to walk a route that a couple of the places she was last seen at. She was last seen at work at A&W and then at the Shell. And then she hasn't been seen since. So we kind of are walking that route just to bring awareness to her case. And, you know, maybe some people can, maybe somebody's seen her or knows something and they could give the RCMP some tips. And then tomorrow we're going to Valley View to help them with their walk. That walk, we're gathering at 11 a.m. at the zoo and on Main Street there. And then at 11:30, we're going to walk down to Jubilee Park. We'll have a testimony from families that have missing and murdered. And we'll also have a vigil when we get there. We'll be doing the tobacco tie ceremony for the community there. And then we're going to come back to Peace River. And in Peace River, we're going to gather at 4 at the museum. And we're going to leave right at 4:30 to walk down to Riverfront Park. I really hope people come out and support this event. Wear red if you can. Be awesome. Yeah, and it's kind of just coming off of September 30th. One thing that is a connection between the two events is a lot of the families with missing and murdered, they also have parents that were in residential schools and foster care systems. So we see a lot of that intergenerational trauma kind of moving down, I guess, or carrying down into our communities.
I'm looking at the poster, and the poster is saying, we call on government to immediately operationalize the promised action plan for the 231 calls for justice of the National Inquiry into missing, murdered Indigenous women and girls. 231. Those stats are absolutely staggering. Why can't we slow down the curve?
Well, slowing down the curve would help if they implemented the calls for justice from the National Inquiry. One thing we notice is a lot of the calls for justice are similar to the TRC calls to action. We've been saying a lot of these things that we see in the community. We need them to operationalize it. We need our MLAs and our MPs to start pushing the government to put these into action. Alberta's been pretty good, though. We do have the FILU unit, which is support for families of missing and murdered women, Indigenous women in Alberta, and they've been doing some good work. That's something that came out of that calls for justice a number of years ago. So it is good. Like, there is some movement. We just need more movement. We want to see those operationalized. We want to see the changes. It was hard as family members to go forward to the National Inquiry and talk about our stories and about our missing and murdered. I went to talk about my cousin, Crystal Knott, who went missing. And it's hard to talk about those stories. And if things don't happen from talking about it, it makes it worse. But at least if we know that family shared that hard truth of what happened, you know, about their family, that at least if there's action behind that, you know, then it helps, right? Then at least you went at again, and at least, you know, there's some changes that could happen.
How much do awareness campaigns like this help?
I think they absolutely help. One thing with Indigenous women and girls, when they are missing and murdered, we don't end up on mainstream news. We end up, if we're lucky, we end up on the back page of a newspaper or, maybe 5 pages deep into a paper about, you know, what has happened. If we were more mainstream, then maybe there would be more more action in helping to find someone or helping to find the murderers who've murdered people, or even just to help, help people to stop doing this, right? Like, the level of violence against Indigenous women is, I believe it's I don't know the exact stats, but it's a lot higher than the average Canadian. And then when you look at it, we don't make up the majority of the population. So it's staggering when you start looking at the stats like that, that we face that violence in our communities. I'm more likely to be murdered than I am to be dying of natural causes, like when you look at the stats. I go for a walk in Edmonton. I feel the need to let people know where I'm walking and to let them know, I'm not doing drugs. I'm not doing this and that. I'm going on a simple walk. And I don't think the average Canadian has to do that to feel like they're in danger just for being out and about kind of thing.
Well, the Sisters in Spirit Walk comes up on Tuesday in Valley View and in Peace River. Wendy, I wish you all the best, and I thank you very much for this. Wendy Goulet is with the Peace River Aboriginal Interagency Committee. And Wendy, again, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.